Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Looks like the spirit of Macbeth might have been conjured up in Will Smith. We'll explain.
And comedian Earthquake sure didn't make Kim Whitley's bedroom shake. Ooh, you won't believe this.
And we'll have a dish debate that'll have men second-guessing ever bringing their friends around their fiancé.
Our beloved Sherry is out today, but we have Heidi and Frank in the studio.
We sure are, and Frank, why don't you start us off? What are we dishing about?
Well, obviously, people are still talking about Will Smith introducing his 5 fingers to Chris Rock's face.
Uh-huh.
But this is a crazy new take on what happened. We might have the spirit of Shakespeare's Macbeth to blame.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
So someone on Twitter explained the tale of the old superstition and said that one must never utter the name of the Shakespeare character in a theater except to perform or rehearse a line from the play. Mm. Otherwise, one invites disaster.
Disaster.
Whoa.
And guys, guess what? Chris Rock got rocked right after he told Denzel Washington. Macbeth loved it.
Can we stop saying Macbeth?
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Wow.
Stop.
Yeah. True.
Stop.
Somebody slap me.
Yo.
Seriously.
Yo. Oh, well, this studio is not quite the theater, but let's just call it Mick or MC or something like that. So we can we stop saying it, please? Because Frank, you've already said it too many times, okay?
Seriously.
Stop it,
MC,
please.
Mick. Mick, McB, MCB, I don't know. Okay, well, Brad, guess what? So people on Twitter, they took it even further. So MC, the actual Shakespearean play, is about 3 witches that give a prophecy telling MC that he's going to become king.
Mm.
And let us not forget, the Oscars had 3 female hosts
a
night in which Will Smith was about to be crowned best actor of Hollywood,
king
of Hollywood. One more thing, Will Smith's initials, WS, just like who? Billy Shakespeare. William Shakespeare.
My God.
Will Smith.
I mean, it sounds like, and we said it a lot here too, which now got me a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. This is scarier than Candyman.
Yeah,
scarier than Candyman. If you go to the bathroom and say Will Smith 3 times a year, just come out and slap you
in the face. West Philadelphia, born.
Well, all right. Well, Idris Elba doesn't exactly fancy his accent.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah. Well, despite the ladies swooning over his deep masculine tones, the British actor can't seem to understand why some consider his voice sexy. Listen to this.
You didn't want the voice of Knuckles to be sexy, and yet people are still saying, despite that, it is.
I'm baffled by that. I think I sound like a market trader. Getting fish here, Jinpan. I don't necessarily think my voice is sexy, and so I was desperate for my character to have a like sort of stern, deep voice. I didn't think it was sexy, but hey. I'll take the compliment.
I don't know why ladies go crazy over him. Like, when I speak Spanish, I kind of have a little bit of an accent. You know what I'm saying?
No, let's hear it.
Hola, mami. ¿Quieres los tacos de pastor? Ven pa' acá, mami.
Oh.
Ven pa' acá. See what I'm
saying? Let me take my pants off.
Don't take them off. Leave them on.
Oh,
all
right.
Oh, wow.
All right, so you guys know the rule that you're never supposed to kiss and tell.
Never.
Right?
Who does that?
Yeah. All right, well, comedian Earthquake stopped by to talk, to chat it up with Cheryl Underwood and guest host Kim Whitley about his new special, Chappelle's Home Team, Earthquake Legendary.
Mm.
But let me tell you, that's not all he did. He spilled some pretty tantalizing tea.
Ooh. No.
He said back in the day, he and Kim had sex, and then she ghosted him.
Wow.
But Kim totally forgot and responded, Oops. My bad.
Oops, no! My bad.
Anytime a woman ghosts you after sex, that's a bad sign,
yeah, it's
y'all.
Real bad. Yeah,
that's bad. She didn't have a good time. You didn't like it.
I mean, how would you feel if somebody totally forgot y'all had sex and you remembered?
I would need counseling.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, Earthquake bringing it up on the show, she's totally denying it. She remembers having sex with him.
Yeah?
She does. I've done this with Heidi several times because we've had sex back in the day, and then she always plays it off like it's some joke on
this
the
is
air.
Not,
and
Heidi knows.
After a while, it's hurtful because I'm like, you know what?
It did not happen.
I gave you the earthquake.
That didn't happen. I'm getting pissed off, Tanner.
No,
I'm pissed off because he keeps doing this. He tries to do this. He tells people that.
Wants to be a gold card
but
lesbian.
Maybe it
she
happened,
no,
though,
she
no,
might
no,
like the taste of the juice, but she comes back to the Sunny D every once in a while.
No, I don't. Keeps telling people that, and it's upsetting because I'm just like, stop telling that story.
It's more upsetting that you act like it never happened.
No, Heidi, you look real
you
damn
like
serious over there. You look mad for real.
She tried to do the same thing after she had sex with me, too.
The real walk of shame.
No, she's really pissed for real.
Get back here.
No, get back here, Heidi.
That's it.
No, but it's true, though. Me and Heidi totally banged out.
I'm having a Will Smith.
I believe you, Frank.
You don't remember that.
Where is she?
Frank.
Yes.
All right, Heidi, I'm sorry.
See, we should have never said me that three times.
Her face is dead ass serious.
It was the MC thing. Oh, is he locked out? Frank's locked out. Heidi's locked out. We might have a reconciliation here.
April
okay.
Fools!
Mother.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
Fools. You
oh,
thought
bitch, you
those,
need
she was really mad.
Award,
of course, we totally really did it. That's not the fool. But
wait,
she's not mad about it. She's not mad about that.
Yo, Heidi, yo, I was over here.
I'm
my
not,
body
I
was
that's
tingling.
Funny, but I was really mad.
No,
I
know
his concern was
high. Chewy was upset.
Yeah. No,
he's
it
like,
was.
You better
I
go.
Was. I was about to punch Frank.
No,
he was like, you got to go.
I thought Heidi was going to go out there.
I was looking at Heidi's face like, oh, Heidi is about to Frank up for real. Like,
yo,
I'm like, yo, that shit ain't funny, Frank. She got a wife. Yeah. Don't do that.
Gotcha.
You need an award, bitch. Tell Will Smith to get back to you.
I'm ready, Hollywood. I'm ready.
No, we need a
sitting
Oscar
over here mad like,
no,
Frank, why don't you
Oscar
do that, Frank? That's not funny, yo.
Oh, my God. That
and
was
then Joaquin comes out. You got to go apologize.
Okay, yeah.
You got to go apologize.
I hate all
y'all.
Yo, I was about to fly to L.A. and Frank up. Yo, me and Heidi was about to Frank up.
Oh, my God.
All right, y'all. It's time for...
What the heck?
300 is going on in these Cylons, honey. A barber apparently y'all wanted to show his creativity, so he created, honey, a hairstyle made out of Cheetos.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Wait a minute, honey. This is not his only food of choice, baby, for hairstyles. He seemed to have others. But anyway, honey, Chewy and Headcrack, would you rock this look?
That's too cheesy for me. I could not.
Oh,
no.
See what you did there.
I would eat my hair. I would eat my hair.
Yeah, like you run your hands through your hair, and then you got to lick your fingers.
I want to see this guy go to the beach with that hair.
Oh, my God. The seagulls would just come.
Oh, yeah.
They would go crazy.
Absolutely.
Alfred Hitchcock.
See, for me, I would go with, like, you know, ramen noodles before you boil them so it looks like I got waves.
Yes.
The Justin Timberlake of the late 90s. Late 90s Timberlake.
Oh, ramen head.
Right.
Oh, ramen head.
With the perm, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for a dish debate, y'all.
Okay.
Well, if you thought a Cheeto's hair screamed ratchetry, as Gary would say, check this out. A groom had his little heart broken after his best man stole his bride during their wedding,
what?
Y'all.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah,
ooh.
The best man professed his undying love to the bride while toasting their nuptials. And get this, as soon as the bride heard those sweet nothings, she ran off on her husband and married the best man. OMG,
oh,
y'all.
No.
Can y'all believe that?
Wow. Yeah.
Then they ran back in and like said, April Fool's.
Oh, okay. A bullet movie or something?
It does feel a little.
How would you have reacted if your best man stole your wife on your wedding
Frank
day?
Would
Frank
it.
Would be
yeah.
fine.
Yeah,
with
I'd be like, thank you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Wait a second. When in what point of the wedding did it happen?
No, it was at the reception.
The cheers and the reception.
When the best man has to give the toast, he professed his love for the bride.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
wait
after
a
the ceremony.
Wait,
he's
already
married.
Married.
That's stupid. Number one, most weddings, I mean, traditional weddings, I'll put it that way. I didn't have this in mind, but at most weddings, they'll say, is there anyone here today?
Mm-hmm.
today. Who does not believe that these two shall be married?
What a dramatic wedding you
have.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
You didn't include that in your wedding. Your mom would have stood
up. Shut up! Sit down! You gotta come, you gotta shut up.
What's your middle name?
Dion.
Heidi Dion.
Heidi Dion.
Heidi Dion Hamilton did not do this.
Up next, find out what country singer dumped his fans to watch a basketball game? Mm-hmm. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, lots of performers canceled concerts, but check this one out. Country singer Eric Church canceled a sold-out show so he could see the North Carolina Tar Heels play the Duke Blue Devils in the NCAA Final Four this weekend. Mm. Now, Eric sent a message to his fans, who he calls the Church Choir. He said, "This is also the most selfish thing I've ever asked the choir to do, to give up your Saturday night plans with us so that I can have this moment with my family and sports community."
Boo.
Now, he admitted it was selfish, so would you be mad if you had
better
tickets to this show?
Hell yeah, I'm mad.
I'm mad.
I scheduled out. I bought them ahead months ago. Me and my family were going to your show.
Maybe you're booking hotels.
If your parents, you got to get a babysitter, you planned around that? Like, come on.
Have you ever canceled on Frank for anything? Has there ever been like...
I just say I'm not going.
Everything. No, her thing is a doctor's appointment. Yeah. The woman goes to the doctor every single day.
Me and Frank had sex, and you know, I didn't call him. I ghosted him after because it was horrible. You remember that? You were drunk.
I rocked his world.
I don't believe either one of you would ever forget that moment. That passion and that heat. The friction of two beards starting a fire in the night.
We actually kissed. We're pretty passionate.
Really?
With passion.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
All right, we all know John Mayer's a playboy. He's had a string of famous girlfriends. Well, at a concert, John explained that despite the fact that he's currently single, he's doing all right. Check it out.
I sleep next to a row of pillows. Sometimes put my laptop on top of the row of pillows. Sometimes I sneak my phone in there. Sometimes I lose my remote in there. But what I mean is that stack of pillows doesn't resent or hate me or bring me down. I'm having a good time.
John Mayer, does it seem like he got burned by love or burned by something else? I don't know.
Oh, like burned by chlamydia?
Maybe.
John Mayer burned a lot of people.
Yes,
like,
he did.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
He did.
But you wouldn't know that being at one of his shows, because I've been at one of his shows and girls, the women go crazy over that guy.
Absolutely.
It's just like...
No, I know.
But if he ever did want to settle down, I think it's going to take a very special woman to go, okay, you've been with this roster of beautiful women and you never stay with them.
You know what's happening. What is happening is he's getting older, and whether you guys want to admit it or not, when you start, you're like, what am I doing? I'm out here chasing empty. Like, I'm having sex with different women. Maybe you're not to that age yet, Tanner. But at some point, you're like, I would like to have somebody at home who actually gives a damn about me as opposed to just...
You're getting tired of having sex with 25-year-olds.
I just don't feel sorry. I like John. John, I like you very much. I like his music. I just don't feel sorry for John Mayer.
No.
When he's ready, he's still going to get rained on. The flood is still coming.
I know.
He should hook up with Uncut Gems.
Julia Fox and John Mayer?
That'd be nuts.
Oh, God.
That'd be crazy. Uncut Joms and John
Uncut Joms.
Wait, are we doing Inventing John. Anna? Inventing Anna? Because you're stupid and saw Bossack.
Saw Bossack.
All right, now Headcrack's got a deal you don't want to miss. What's up, Headcrack?
So, guys, I got to tell you about this new service that I found called FrameBridge. FrameBridge makes it super easy and affordable to frame your favorite things, from art prints and posters to the travel photos sitting on your phone. And with Mother's Day right around the corner, FrameBridge also makes the perfect gift. In fact, some select gifts ship next day. So if you work better under pressure, this might be your best bet. It's really simple, too. Just go to FrameBridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail in your physical pieces. Preview your item online in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts. Choose your favorite or get free recommendations from their talented designers. Moms are always juggling work, homeschooling, etc. They deserve to be acknowledged for all of their constant love and hard work. And we love moms. Is there a mom in your life that you'd want to be recognized and send a FrameBridge gift to? Well, get started today and frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Go to FrameBridge.com and use the promo code DishNation to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to FrameBridge.com, promo code DishNation. Framebridge.com, promo code Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, and look who's here with us. It's Andrew Froh.
Hey.
What you got for us, Andrew?
Flash.
What's up?
All right, the new Netflix movie, The Bubble, is a hilarious, eye-opening look into the behind-the-scenes world of movie making.
Ooh,
very excited,
Andrew.
Love it.
And it's, you know, focuses on what it was like to make a film during the pandemic. Oh. And I dished with director Judd Apatow and his wife Leslie Mann and daughter Iris Apatow, who were leading ladies in the film, about which celebs they'd love to be trapped in a bubble with and having secret showmances, Tanner.
Oh, showmance.
Check it out.
For your ultimate celebrity bubble, who's going to be in that bubble and why?
Oh, I can choose any celebrity?
Yeah, whoever you want.
I want Leslie and Maria.
Okay.
And nobody else.
Nobody else is welcome because we're having fun.
Now, Maria, how about you?
I don't know, but Beyonce sounds fun.
Beyonce would be fun.
Is she going to sing to us? Like, how good would that
sing
be?
Sing us a lullaby.
Sing us to sleep every night in our bubble?
Yeah.
Mine would probably be P. Diddy, Keegan-Michael Key, and Prince Harry. Prince Harry.
Very good.
Harry, you have an iconic scene in the film where people can't flirt with each other. They can only use their eyes, their sweet eyes. Who does the best sweet eyes? Judd, I'm going to start with you.
No, it's a no from all of us.
Yeah.
I thought that was hot.
Harry, now it's your turn.
It's working on me.
Yeah. It's like everyone melts into a puddle. Yeah.
Noted. All right, Samson.
Cool. Oh, wow. Oh. That was...
Surprise.
Yeah, that was powerful.
Okay.
Whoa, she is serving a look today.
Oh, actually so good. I got transfixed for a second.
Ready?
Oh, she's got the tongue.
I think I looked like murderous there while I was looking at it.
That was a little murderous.
That was so sinister, and I'm so sorry.
That people might like that.
Well, okay, Andrew, do you think you could ever be trapped in a movie bubble? Mm.
You know, I've said this on the show before, but I want to be in a bubble with Sherry, because Sherry's got that new syndicated TV money, and I want, you know, there's going to be good food, there's going to be drinks, like she's got that point. All right, everyone, make sure to check out The Bubble, available today on Netflix, and stay right here for more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, it's time for Didn't See Dish Coming. We all remember the show One Tree Hill. Well, Hillary Burton stopped by the Drama Queens podcast and revealed that back in the day, while filming the show's sex scene, scenes, she was uncomfortable showing her feet.
Whoa.
Were her feet like really ugly and bad?
Also, like, are they just doing close-ups on feet during sex scenes?
I think so.
That's the stuff I watch.
Well, they're oh, wow, Tanner. You learn something new about your coworkers every day.
No, Frank, you asked if they were ugly. They weren't. They were very, very sexy. Too sexy. Hillary would receive tons of letters from inmates who were obsessed with her toes. This is terrifying. And a few inmates said they would like to cut off her feet. And put them in the refrigerator.
Damn.
Who doesn't like some cold toes, though?
Yeah. And shout out to all the inmates that watch.
My grandpa had pig's feet in the refrigerator.
Shout out to all the inmates that watch this show. We love you.
I found out that there's a website called WikiFeet, and I don't show I don't show my feet very often, but I'm on there like 9 times, and I have 5 stars.
Yeah, but Heidi's feet are on WikiFeet because she has 2 dead toes.
You have dead toes? You have dead toes? No.
Heidi, really?
Gross.
Now, Frank, I know your wife likes it when you take your tooth out because
just want to say I didn't know Frank could take a tooth out.
Yes. Oh. Come on, man.
Oh, God.
That's disturbing. That's disgusting.
That's why the hairy men's want him to go to Dallas.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
He can fit things through that little hole.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.